Hey, the cheerful voice on the phone is Larry Weber, a man enjoying awesome August like nobody's business. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I hope you had a little bit of an awakening during the night. We had a thunder shower pass through at about 2 a.m. and some really impressive lightning, but very little rain. And here we are exactly in the middle of awesome August. And statistically, we are doing a slight repeat of July. Not quite as extensive, but a slight repeat. We are below normal in precipitation. I would love to have seen more rain come from this shower, but it didn't. We got a little bit of light rain again this morning, but once again, not as much as I'd like to see. And then temperature-wise, we are still above normal. Now, this week has not been. This week has been very pleasant. This week has been the kind of August temperatures that we love to have. But last week, we did get some hot days. And so as a result, we are still above normal for the first half of the month. A lot can change when we get into the second half. We are now having sunrises after 6 o'clock in the morning, sunset about 20 after 8, giving us around 14 hours and 10 minutes of daylight. Now, during the next 2 weeks, that will shrink considerably. And by the end of the month, we will be less than 13 and a half hours of daylight. So very rapidly now the days get shorter. Hope you had a chance to get out and see the moon a few days this week. We ended up having clouds on quite a few days. Last night was the official full moon, but with the clouds, I saw very little of it. Also, the Perseid meteor shower was washed out quite a bit by the full moon, but nevertheless, they were still out there. It's always an interesting thing to see in the summer, seeing the meteors from this meteor shower. Other things of note, with the days getting shorter, we're getting more movement of birds. Hawk Ridge beginning their count. The warbler movement is going on. I had a nice view of a small warbler wave one day this week. Family units gather up with other families of different species, and I saw four species just in the same flock that I was watching. Also, I heard a couple of flocks of Canada geese. The Canada geese, yeah, they are starting to move. It's not unusual to start to see flocks already in August, and their migration will spread out for weeks. Other birds of note, nighthawks will be coming through in numbers. Chimney swifts are early migrants, as well as the shorebirds, as I've talked about before. I have in my yard a couple of families. It's been interesting to watch, and one of them is nuthatches. They've been hanging around virtually every day lately. The babies have been raised, but they keep on hanging around with their adults in the yard. And then the same thing with Cooper's hawk. I had a Cooper's hawk nest in the woods. The young are fledged right now, but they're not in a particular hurry to move on. And so I've been hearing and seeing them every day. And the same thing with barred owl. I've been having a young barred owl hanging around. And speaking of young ones, I've been watching a cottontail rabbit. It has been growing up over the last few weeks. Chipmunks and squirrels, the same thing. And I've been watching a doe who is walking around still with her two fawns, and the fawns are still spotted. But when it comes to young, nothing right now beats the number of small toads and frogs. Every walk I take, I don't even need to leave the yard, I see toads and frogs. The American toad is our only toad, but a couple of the kinds of frogs are wood frogs and spring peepers. And if that's not enough, the gray tree frogs, which go through a second calling phase in late summer, are calling as well. Bumblebees, yes, this is the time of bumblebees, wasps, and hornets. What goes on is that the colonies have been growing all summer. And now with a terrific growth of late summer wildflowers, they are out traveling around about. Also, the colony may have reached its peak and will soon be breaking up. But for the time being, they are still very active. And yeah, I cannot sit anywhere without seeing or hearing the bumblebees. I think that is terrific. They are native bees, and if they can find things, oh, that is just wonderful. I have one nest in the yard here that I've been keeping an eye on. And then there is the wasp and hornets, and the same thing with them. They are just terrific. Now, what is the flowers they hang around the most? Well, it's this dynamic trio that we get at the end of summer. It is the native plants of goldenrods, asters, and sunflowers. Now, not all sunflowers we see are native, but most of them are. And the asters and goldenrods are virtually all native, and they come into bloom at this time, and they just buzz with activity. You won't notice it too much in the morning, but if you get out in the warmer time of the day, just go past a patch of goldenrods, and you'll hear just a terrific activity. When I was teaching workshops in August, I always told my students, don't let this next few weeks pass by without just going out to a patch of goldenrods and just watch what's going on. It is just filled. You can find a dozen kinds of critters. They really make use of these flowers. And don't worry about getting hay fever from goldenrods. That does not happen. Other flowers of note that are out right now, bergamot, blazing star, pearly everlasting, joe pie weed, arrowhead, and boneset are all blooming quite in good numbers at this time. We are getting a lot of seeds. A lot of the plants that had flowers earlier in the season have now gone to seed. Probably the most noticeable are thistle, which makes these fluffy downy seeds, which are used by goldfinches for nesting. Fireweed have just started to make their fluffy seeds. Daisy and black-eyed Susans and fleabanes have all gone to seed. And this week, a couple days ago, I saw the first milkweed pods. Now, the milkweed pods have not yet opened for seed. That won't happen for a while yet, but the pods are still there developing. A few of them, like dogbane, are starting to turn their leaf color. And if you go down the road and see a bunch of yellow along the side of the road, it may not be flowers. It might be the leaf of this flower called dogbane. And, of course, this is berry time. The raspberries are still out there, but the blackberries are starting to show. I got distracted during several walks this week when I came across blackberry patches. And, yes, they are just great. Now, I realize not everybody in the area has blackberries, but I live at a place that does. Thin cherries have been being replaced now by choke cherries. Gooseberries are ripe. Arrowwood is starting to get ripe. Dogwoods are starting to get ripe. And hazelnuts. There's an abundance of an American hazelnuts this year. And then there is the other one called beet hazelnut, which is not as much. Now, it's an interesting thing. I see hazelnuts every year, but I rarely see ripe ones. What happens is as soon as they are starting to get ripe, the bears, and with a little help from squirrels and birds, will devour them very quickly. And so I have to take advantage and look at them when I can. And they're still out there in good numbers. Also out there in good numbers, Lisa, this will be a great walk. You know, I think the woods in August and these days when the temperature is about in the 70s, I think the woods is just delightful. But get out and take a look. There's a large number of mushrooms out there. I could easily find a dozen kind just while walking in the woods. You keep one eye down on the ground, and you start to see they look different shape, they look different color, and most likely they are different kinds of mushrooms. There's just a lot of them out there worth taking a look at. But what is awesome August? Most awesome, it is spider webs. One day this week, I went out, and I walked in a field that was covered with dew. I just got drenched. But it was worth it. I was walking east toward the rising sun, and so everything that I was seeing was being backlit, and there were dozens and dozens of spider webs out there. Just a terrific thing to see. Don't let these next couple weeks pass by without taking a mushroom walk and without taking a look at the goldenrods and without getting out and seeing spider webs. Yes, awesome. August continues to be awesome. So take care.
Thank you so much, Larry. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.